In the world of sales 2.0, you need to know what is the cutting edge. Today, we'll talk about it on Linking Into Sales.
Linking Into Sales is brought to you by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer.
Okay, Greg, now LinkedIn has seemed to at least stop transforming before our eyes for a little bit.
For a little bit, yeah.
Now let's get back to growing our business.
Absolutely. You know, before we get to that, I forgot, there is one real quick thing that LinkedIn is changing.
Yeah.
And I noticed this, and group managers will see this. If you're running a group on LinkedIn, up until, you know, or at least until March 31st, you have been able to run RSS feeds into your group. So if you have a blog for your group or bring in news sources or anything like that into your group, LinkedIn is actually turning off now RSS feeds into group discussions. So now what's interesting is that you know, these changes are continuing to happen. Actually, yesterday I had a discussion with a advertising rep at LinkedIn.
Ah, great.
Out of their Chicago office. And I had it, it was kind of a, you know, a enlightening discussion about what LinkedIn is trying to do. And really, they're becoming a very content-driven social network is really what it comes down to. So this is, you know, right now, content marketing is peaking.
Yeah.
Everyone's hearing about it. That's why it's peaking. So, you know, you got to be kind of cautious on doing your content marketing, because if you're getting just to the game now on doing some content marketing, you're probably behind. Actually, you are behind. Mm-hmm. So, but they are very, you know, very very adamant about getting content into the network, establishing more thought leaders, and things like that. So, but you know what?
And
today
he didn't mention taking RSS feed that brings in content or answers away as did he mention any of that?
No.
Seriously? Okay. That's really interesting, because those look like databases of content.
True.
You know, so good.
Yeah,
good.
No, they're definitely trying to look for that thought leadership. Yeah. They want folks to follow company pages, so expect more development with company pages. They're coming out with some interesting new advertising products. A little while ago, they bought SlideShare.net. Where you can take and share your slide decks and get social with them. So now they're actually coming out with an ad product, or maybe out now, where you can actually use your slide decks as advertisements in LinkedIn. So you can target specific crowds. Really some interesting, very innovative ways of taking and integrating as another purchase and that content and creating advertising around it. So I must applaud them for that.
Yeah.
So let's see how that continues.
Excited
to
see what comes down the pike.
Yep.
We've mourned the death of answers, and now we're moving on.
That's right. So today, I think you know, one of the things that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, is that we need to talk about how we get more business on LinkedIn. So I jotted down a few ideas. We've gone
Love
over them,
it.
And
yeah,
and so what today's episode is going to be about is prospecting on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So
the bottom line: getting more business.
There are over 200 million users on LinkedIn. You have access to, you know, everyone from the mailroom guy all the way up to the CFO or the CEO of companies. People who have retired, investors, angels, anything like that. Most of them are going to be on LinkedIn. So the first thing that I jotted down here is, you know, because of the fact that all these folks are on LinkedIn, is that you need to continue to work at growing your network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a few examples.
Yeah,
how you can take and grow your network. The first one is, you know, if you are, you know, working in a company, connect with your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they have a great, you know, your boss may have a network if they're socially active on these networks, but it is okay to connect with your boss. I would hold off on giving a recommendation, though, until you leave. But, you know, connect with your boss. Chances are they have a few industry connections that might be able to help you out.
And also, it's going to open up your network tremendously. Now, of course, the concern with connect your boss is if you happen to be in transition, all the changes showing up. Would you just comment on that?
Yeah, well, I think you can. If you're transitioning professionally, they're going to see it. So there's no way that they're not going to see it unless they're not on LinkedIn and it doesn't show up in their activity feed.
So the key is it's going to be visible anyway. So evolve slowly with it anyway and get it updated.
I wouldn't be too concerned about doing the transition.
Right.
But you are going to be using it as a lead generation tool. So connect with your boss, tap into their network, They, you know, obviously if your boss isn't doing sales and you are, you need to be getting into that network and building, growing your network out of that.
And the most important here, connecting with your customer, you know, over and over, I'll find sales representatives that haven't connected to their purchasing agents that are on LinkedIn.
Right.
And if those people move to other locations, you want to be there with them and possibly help them. For example, if you had a purchasing agent that you found got laid off and they were a great person you'd worked with before, this is the time to use some stuff you learned from linking into sales to help them flesh out their LinkedIn to add value so they'll remember you when they get their new job.
Right. So keep in mind, too, is that when you connect with your customers, you also have a better chance of earning referrals. So I would say, you know, even though the company does not own your LinkedIn profile, mm-hmm. no company owns your LinkedIn profile. No one is ever going to own your LinkedIn profile other than you. You should connect with your customers. And you know, chances are you're probably using Salesforce. You're probably using, you know, some other social media platform that you have an idea of who their LinkedIn profile is. You have their email address. You can connect with your customers. I strongly recommend that you do that.
Excellent. So, now,
the next thing would be to connect with your past. You know, connect with past colleagues.
Yeah.
Connect with folks. You have some great stories about that.
Yeah.
You know, connect with you people you went to school with. You know, other associations that you were part of. If it's you know, a previous neighborhood, a geographic area that you were living in, you know, anything like that. Connect with your past. Search those people out. You know, if you have, if you're using, you know, Gmail or Yahoo or something like that, you can take and import your email addresses into your LinkedIn account and then find out if those folks are on LinkedIn, and then send them personalized invites and remind them how you knew each other and connect with them.
And here, personalized invites is the key.
Yes.
The other thing is, in connecting with your past, make sure, look for people in the past you'd be pleased to give recommendations to. This is really important because what you want to do is connect to people from the past, find out if there's someone you give a recommendation, take the time to give a recommendation. You will be top of their radar by doing that than just an endorsement.
Right.
And so it's sort of like now we have endorsements, but now recommendations almost carry a little more weight because there's a contrast to taking more time to acknowledge someone.
That's correct. Yep.
Groups.
Yeah, connect with group members. I mean, get into your groups and have discussions. You know, start discussions, right?
Yeah, be of value in a group. The biggest thing is find a way to contribute to group. For example, you're linking the Triangle group that has a large number of people. It's a great way to be of value in that group. Linking into sales, find a way to be part of it. The podcasting technology group that I started, and then I started a Q&A group for small and micro businesses. All those, find a way to jump in and be of value. Ask questions, participate, learn the rules of the group first, mm-hmm. and really attempt to not do something that will be seen as spam or over-broadcasting.
Right. So also take a look at it, you know, depending on the products that your company offers or services that they offer, take a look and find groups that are relevant to that. So take a look at your customers and, you know, the core of what your customers are. So if you sell primarily to high tech and they're using, you know, Salesforce.com, for example, you're probably going to want to join in on their group. You can search out the group and find specific folks, decision makers or influencers inside those groups. Send them a message. You can do that by being a member of a group. As long as their settings are set to receive messages from other group members, you can actually send messages out. So if you have a white paper or a case study that you think might be of value to somebody in the group, send a direct message to them. I wouldn't share a discussion based on a case study that your company has done.
Mm-hmm.
But more of, you know, find five or six folks that you can take and create a somewhat of a personalized message to, send it to that particular person, and hopefully get some feedback.
One of the more exciting things they built out is the company pages. They're more alive than they ever were before, and especially smaller companies often aren't capitalizing on this. So let's talk a little bit about building your company page out. That's you've done some good research on this, right?
Yeah, so right now, I mean, LinkedIn is taking and asking folks to continue to build out their pages. They're adding more and more really great features into those pages, such as being able to post a video, share status updates, connect it to your company blog. All of this stuff gets syndicated and published on your company page. They're encouraging folks to come out and like, you know, or follow company pages. So if you have a favorite company that you want to follow, that, you know, even from a whether it's from a job seeker's perspective or from a B2B sales perspective, follow those company pages so that way you're staying up to date with that. But also, if you have a company page, if you don't get one, but if you do, make sure you are putting those status updates out there. And actually, based on LinkedIn's recommendations, it is okay to take and share multiple updates in a day. Folks aren't on LinkedIn, usually aren't on LinkedIn daily, so it's okay to do more updates than not. With your product pages, you can take in. If you only offer one product or one service, so maybe you're a software SaaS, or if you're a maybe a mechanic shop or something like that, whatever the case may be, use other collateral that you may have in your company, other marketing collateral like case studies or white papers as products, right? So it, maybe if you have a case study that is relevant to a particular industry, take and put a screenshot of it, a little icon of your case study, and link to a landing page. Mm-hmm. And that landing page can be used as an opportunity to capture that lead. Okay, so that way it allows you to take and contact that person. So using it as lead generation is going to be key.
White papers. Talk about that. Attaching white papers. That's pretty interesting.
So yeah, with white papers, you can take and link to. You can link to an outside page, which is primarily what you want to do. You want to get them out of the social network and onto your website. But more importantly, you want to take and capture some information. So when you fill out your form available for them to take and fill out, make sure you're providing some value. Don't make it too hard for them to fill out the information. So, you know, first name, last name, email address, phone number, maybe company name, and then that's it. Just make it real simple.
Yeah.
So using this, there's a couple examples. Like take a look at HubSpot's mm-hmm. company page mm-hmm. on LinkedIn. They've been, they are a content producing machine. Taken and put some of their top white papers actually available for folks to download right off their company page, but they use it as a lead generation opportunity.
And post, we've talked about that, case studies, also recommendations from customers. This is exciting to get from your customers.
Yep. So, I mean, if you have products on there, then you can encourage folks to give recommendations mm-hmm. on products. And mm-hmm. and what's nice is that as your company page owner, you get to see which folks have actually recommended your product, and you can actually reach out to them and say thank you. I think that's a great thing. But encouraging folks to come in and recommend your product is going to be valuable in the future. So will it ever be aggregated outside of LinkedIn? Probably not. But this is a way for B2B type companies or micro business owners or whoever that are, maybe they don't find any value in using Yelp or Google Local or something along those lines, and they're very B2B driven. This is a great opportunity for them to actually get recommendations visible to other folks in networks, in the network across LinkedIn.
So let's hear how you're using your company pages. If you have examples, send it to us so we might use it on the show to show other people. But it's going to keep building. Get in there, learn information about customers off of it. It's a great tool to find out.
Yep.
So contacting them is very valuable. And now I want to get to the basics of just your first degree connections, staying top of mind with them and utilizing them. I still know some of you are waking up in the morning and not opening your LinkedIn search and making sure before you call somebody, you're actually looked them up to see if something's changed on their profile or other information about them.
Right. So you need a little trick that's actually come out with LinkedIn, a new feature that let's say that you want to connect with somebody who is in marketing and you know that first degree connection of yours has a lot of different connections to folks in marketing. So, or salespeople or just, maybe CFOs or, the C-suite. So to give an example of this, I went out to your profile, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And I scrolled.
Always something to improve on that.
went and scrolled down to your profile, to your first degree connections.
Mm-hmm.
And then in there, up at the top right corner, you have this option where you can actually do a search. And you can search based on keyword. I can search your first degree network based on keyword.
Really incredible.
And I found that we actually, you know, you have a number of really great connections that would be worth taking connecting to. So if I found somebody in there that I'd like to reach out to, what I'll do is pick up the phone, call Martin, say, hey, I want to connect with this person over here at this company. Would you be okay if I, you know, would you follow through with a recommendation, basically? And it's so I made the phone call. I've initiated and kind of let the person know that, you know, let Martin know that that an introduction request is going to be coming through. He has a little context around what's going on. The message that I'm going to send is going to be personalized, but hopefully, you know, Martin will actually pass that through and I'll get a response back.
Yeah, no, that's very valuable. And when you're doing that connection, sometimes you want to pick up the phone and let them know.
Yes.
They may not know how to pass on an introduction. They may not understand it. This is a chance to help somebody out that will be remembered by them. and the key thing is keep top of mind with your first connections. That's why you connected to them. Watch what's going on with them. In your update status updates, you can see what's happening. If they're just broadcasting too much, you can find that little hide button and utilize it as well.
Yeah, and I did find out you can unhide them too. So if you, you know, three strikes and you're out kind of deal, you can actually unhide them, and they start posting too much again, hide them again.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a good Camtasia for us.
Yeah, we'll take and post that up on the website.
Advertising, you know, we're seeing some results with advertising. It's still worth considering.
I think so. If you're you know, if you have a relatively low budget, so which means, you know, to LinkedIn's terms, if your budget is less than $25,000 a quarter, then doing your own advertising is really the direction that LinkedIn wants you to go. What's nice about LinkedIn, and actually one of the key tricks about LinkedIn, is that you have to build a lot of different campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And you also have to get targeted on LinkedIn. Everybody, there's a lot of people advertising on LinkedIn, and there are very few ad units available to purchase on LinkedIn. So you may get impressions, you know, but you may not get the number of impressions that you would expect, like maybe you would on Facebook or maybe even Twitter or AdWords, for that example. But you can take and get very, very targeted, which is what you want to do on LinkedIn. Create an ad that's very, very specific to mm-hmm. a certain role in a company, or specific to a company, or specific to a group. So here's some key areas where you can take and create very targeted ads on. The job title, the region, such as like in here, it's the Raleigh-Durham area, the company name, the group that the person is in, a specific skill. So if you want to target folks that do underwater basket weaving, you can find them. Language, if they only speak English, or maybe you want to target Spanish or Russian or whatever the case, you can target them as well. Industry, so for example, if you want to do IT, technology and IT services, that's an example. And then age. So if you're looking for folks that are, you know, based on a certain age group, maybe you don't want to target 18 to 24 year olds. Maybe you want to target 25 to 34 year olds. So you can do that on LinkedIn. But the key is getting very targeted. Actually, I would recommend using each one of these fields for creating an ad to target them. It doesn't cost anything normally for you. Well, when you set up ads, you have a choice of either doing a cost per click or cost per thousand or CPM. Advertising, I would go for the cost per click, because you can then set your daily budgets as well as the cost per click that you want to provide. But they'll run those ads, but get very targeted. So if you want to target the CMO at Salesforce.com, you can create an ad to do that.
And the key thing is, it doesn't cost you anything to go try it out and take it right up to the level of understanding, is that demographics available? Are you able to find them too?
Right, exactly. It's actually LinkedIn's advertising platform is a very, very good research tool.
Yeah. Google, using Google with LinkedIn. This is kind of exciting because now Google still loves to index LinkedIn.
Oh, they do. They index your public pages, which is something we've said episode after episode, is that you need to have a visible profile, public profile. So make sure you go back and check those settings there. But what some folks know, and a lot of folks don't know, is that you can actually search a specific domain for results. So, for example, if I just want to use Google to search all results with LinkedIn.com in the URL, there's a search string you can use. And it's really, really simple. It's if you type in site, S-I-T-E, colon, and the domain, so LinkedIn.com and the public, so the public URLs, is followed by a forward slash in. So it's site colon LinkedIn.com forward slash in. Okay, put a space, and then now take in, if let's say you want to find anybody who is in the linking the triangle group that's a CMO. So what you would do is that one thing that's that every website or every image just about on LinkedIn has is a tag. And that tag is given either a title tag or an alt tag. Don't worry about that too much, but it's just something in the HTML. If you view the source of the web page, it's a little difficult to find, but it's in there. So every group has a logo. And when LinkedIn creates the tags for it, they actually name the image linking the triangle logo. So if you put in Google, in quotations, linking the triangle logo, you will actually be able to see how many results come back up with people that are on LinkedIn that are part of the linking the triangle group that are displaying it inside their profile. Now, where you can kind of bring it a little bit further back is that you can put in another set of quotations that says CMO or marketing. And these keywords that are inside the public profile will then filter down to allow you to see, you know, who in this particular group I can that is relevant to marketing, I can take in contact. It's a really interesting way of using LinkedIn or using Google or an outside tool to take and search LinkedIn.
It's great. It's just terrific. Please try this out and give us feedback on how it's working for you. I love that.
Right, and we'll have a video up online on this too.
This is a good start we've got here.
I think so. So let's kind of review real quick what we've gone over, you know, for using LinkedIn for prospecting. First, you want to grow your network.
Yep.
And then, you know, do that by connecting with your boss, connecting with customers. Then build out your company page. You have to have a great presence online. Use it for lead generation. Make regular status updates. Put your white papers out there if you only have one product, but also put your products out there as well.
Search that first degree, utilize them, stay in contact. Make sure that, again, to review when you're connecting with people, lead with giving recommendations and endorsements. They need to be appropriate so they don't feel uncomfortable, like, why did he recommend me on this? He doesn't even know what I do. So make sure you use that. But your first degrees this is your core contacts. Stay connected to them, make them feel loved, and stay on top of them every day and watch what's going on in that network.
Right. Advertising, you know, make sure just, you know, create targeted ads, very specific targeted ads. Don't try and go for the whole, you don't need to target 100,000 people on LinkedIn. You can target 1,000 and get the result that you're looking for. You are looking for that one or two specific sale. So create targeted ads that actually take and will bring that result in.
And then this play with Google. Google has indexed the heck out of LinkedIn. Utilize it. See what you can find out with it.
Yep. Make sure just, you know, use that site colon LinkedIn.com/in and followed by, you know, if you're searching for a group, or you can search a geographic area, job title, skills, you know, companies, industries, whatever the case may be, that information is all out there and is public.
So this is a roll up your sleeves episode today.
I think
we really want to hear how you're using the new LinkedIn. We'll go more into the new format of LinkedIn, so watch for that too, because there's a lot of changes, moving things around, adding media and so forth in future episodes. But this is really a good piece we've got.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I think that just about wraps it up for today.
Yep. This is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer, and you've been watching Linking Into Sales, using social media to support the sales cycle.